Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
The one year that I played football, and the only reason that I played is that I was dating a pom-pom girl. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to go out for the football team because I'm dating a girl who's on the pom-pom team. And I had never played organized football in my life, but we had a really good football team in high school. And every time we would win a game, we would go back into the locker room, you know, that smelled awful. Oh, I mean, just awful.
Good morning.
And they would play Queen. Boom, boom. Boom. Another one bites the dust.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Right? Yeah. Every time. So you're a bunch of, you know, 16-year-olds full of, you know, testosterone, and you're like, yeah, this is awesome. You know,
the locker room after a win was pretty great.
Oh, my gosh. It was the smelliest thing in the world.
Just rancid. It was the funk.
It was like in a basement, you know?
Yeah.
And back, I'm old enough that, like, we had an equipment guy. Ernie was his name. And, like, you would go, hey, here's my uniform. Like, they back then, I don't know, do they still do this in high school? They would wash your gym uniform. You got a new gym uniform every gym.
Huh.
Wow.
From the equipment guy. Yeah, you know? And he'd be behind this big cage. And I'm also old enough, I've told this story. Good morning, everybody. That when we did my freshman year, it changed after my freshman year. But my freshman year, during the swimming section of PE, we all swam nude.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, you did tell me this. I remember this was a long story.
That was like a thing because it wasn't, I don't know, sanitary that you brought. I mean, so go in the pool. I mean, it's like so many red flags now.
Totally.
That, right?
All right.
This is 1977.
That is the
bunch of guys,
story.
A bunch of guys, and there were no girls, you know, and we would do the swimming section. And the PE teacher was a little creepy. And and then the next year, and I remember thinking to myself, this just seems wrong. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But, right? You're like, you're a kid, right? And like, all right, well, everybody else is nude. Jump in. Okay, breaststroke, everybody. You know? So
right.
Then the next year, they got like Speedos. And they would hang on what looks like a plant rack. Like, if you go to the store and you buy hanging baskets,
right.
They would just hang over the top of that.
Oh,
all right, grab one that fits, jump in, and then you'd get done. Hang
shared
it back
Speedos.
Up. They never washed it.
Shared
Stop.
Speedos. Oh,
I was like,
goodness.
Do you wash the bathing suits, coach? No. The chlorine kills everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
Fine.
It seems a lot more sanitary than
yeah.
me. Yeah.
I mean, how is that? What is that thinking? And the thing is, I thought it was unique, and I have spoken to other people my age and older, and like, oh, yeah, we did that. Oh, yeah, we did that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're not much older than me. We did not do that.
You did not?
No.
Nude
swimming?
Andy, I know. I mean, but it makes sense, right, that, I, you know, the next year they went to bathing suits, and that would have been a few years later you were coming in, and Andy and I went to high schools in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that's over.
Me too. Wow. For everybody's sake.
We all are.
For everybody's sake. Oh, it's not good.
That medley, though, did pump me up this morning of songs.
There you go.
That was a nice
little
mix.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh,
wait, what was the name? What was the Iron Maiden? Is that the band he was the lead singer for?
Black Sabbath.
Oh, Black right. Sabbath, thank you. Right, not Black Iron Sabbath. Maiden, right? It was that whole thing.
Wait,
was,
I'm just getting an idea. Sorry, are we in a home improvement?
877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Go ahead.
I just have a real quick request. I feel like everybody here on the show needs to send me their pump-up. They're like pump-up song. They're like walk out. Who are you going to walk out to on your baseball?
Nice. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
we could
right.
do, yeah. Like, what is it that, like, man, when I hear this jam, what was I
you
just, I was just driving, I was just driving yesterday, and I was playing a Tom Petty album.
Nice.
You know what it came? You know what came up that I cranked up in the car is American Girl.
Oh yeah.
You know how
yeah,
that
classic.
Song starts?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
And that
with
it
that
sounds
nice
good
guitar.
In the car.
Yeah.
It really sounds good in the car.
Makes any road better.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. So your pump up song and then the or the song that you crank up when you're in the car.
Nice.
Like when you hear it, you're like, "Ooh, I got to turn that up."
Right on. Good idea, Lindsay.
All right.
Thanks, Don.
And wait, and do, just as an aside, doing our little show meeting here on the air for everybody, 877-213-4-LOU. We're working on a little Christmas program for the House Smarts crew.
Don and Andy have not responded to my email.
Don and Andy,
3 weeks ago.
I thought I liked it.
I confirm response. I confirm that I received, and I will be taking care of business.
Okay,
thank you.
It is confirmed.
I'm not going to put any pressure, but I did speak with our boss Mary, and she knows about it, and she's very excited about it. So. Giddy up.
Right on. Will do.
All right. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's get to the phone calls. Joan is calling in this morning. Hi, Joan. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi there. I had a quick question about a window quote I got from Pella.
Okay.
Hopefully it's okay to say that.
Of course.
Say
it. Can you say it with the right accent? Pella.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm kidding. They're French.
Basically, it sounded French.
Right.
It's $14,000 for 7 windows. Is that right?
Well, are they, within the Pella line, there are different, not grades, but there are different lines of windows. Like, do you know, is it their architectural series?
No, it's the 250.
Okay. All right. So it's there. It's nothing. And the windows that you're replacing, are they large? Are they small? Are they, is there a picture window? Is there a sliding glass door?
One's a bow window.
Okay. So that's where all the money's at in the bow window.
Oh, really?
That window alone is probably $4,000. I'm just going to make that up.
Okay. So it's that window, 2 casements on either side,
mm-hmm.
and then 1, 2, 4 double hungs.
Okay. And these are wood windows with an aluminum on the outside?
No, I think they're just
not. I'm sorry?
I think it might just be vinyl. Should have looked back closer.
Yeah, you should.
No?
No, they're not vinyl. Not with Pella. They're
fiberglass?
They could be.
They're white on the outside.
Okay, now this is what worries me. See, this is what I'm so glad that you called, because like now that I'm asking you a few questions and you're like, well, I don't know. And then if you didn't call, you'd be like, well, this is what it must be. Have we gotten other pricing?
I did get a Gilkey quote, but I guess I'll just have to have him come back out. It was a while back.
Okay. So you're in the Chicagoland area. We're in this hour, we take calls both from New York and Chicago. In the Chicago market, there's a company called Gilkey, whom I work with to help promote. I would put, and if tomorrow they said to me, Lou, we're not going to work with you anymore, I would still tell you that their fiberglass window is by far one of the best fiberglass windows you could install, if not the best. And it's the last window you're going to install. Now, for our New York listeners, the Gilkey people work in Cincinnati and Louisville, and they're mostly like kind of Midwest, Ohio, a little bit of Ohio, area and Chicago. But for you, Pella's a fine company. They make fine windows. But when you start creeping up into that price point, you know, like 15, 14, 12, 18 for just a few amount of windows, you want to just make sure you're getting the right price and keeping everybody honest. And I'm assuming, too, this is a question, Joan, that is a complete replacement, meaning that they're going to take the entire window out, frame and all, and put another one in.
Yeah.
And
standard vinyl is what these say.
Standard vinyl. Yeah.
Yep. Nail thin, foam insulated.
Yeah, we're not doing those for $14,000. Call Gilkey. Here's what's happening now, too, and this is not an indictment on this particular quote, but I know this is happening because I've heard from other people. Contractors and installers are so busy, okay, that, and there are increases in material cost. All of that is true. That is happening, and lead times are longer. That is a fact. But a lot of people are throwing these high prices out there, and they're thinking, well, you're going to take it, and then I'm going to come do it, and I'm going to make more money. I'm looking for honest people that want to make money but not rip people off.
Okay. So what should I be around? Like single digits, I'm thinking?
No, I mean, so this is the thing. I can't just throw a number out to you because I don't know anything about your house, right? So I don't know about the install, I don't know what they gotta climb up, whatever. The only way you're gonna gauge what that price is gonna be is you're gonna get more than one quote. And also you gotta compare apples to apples. So if this Pella bid is a vinyl bid, then if you called Gilkey, for instance, they can quote you on vinyl and or fiberglass. Fiberglass is going to be more. Fiberglass is a better window. And so when you're comparing the 14, you got to compare it to the vinyl for number that they give you. And if all of a sudden they say, hey, lady, I can do the fiberglass for 15, I'm just making the number up. Spend $1,000 more dollars and get the fiberglass.
So just fiberglass. Okay.
Joan.
Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
877-213-4-LOU is my phone number. I'd love to hear from you. It's holidays. What's going on? Are you going to bring guests over? Are you going to start? I started doing a little prep work last night. I'll tell you after we take this break. Ready for next week. So much fun. Let's get back to the phone lines now and see what we can do to help some folks this morning. They've got some Thanksgiving things coming up and maybe need a little help. This is Matthew calling in from Streeter. Hey, Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I got a toilet that is not filling up every time I flush it. The float and the valve go down, but they don't open up to let water in.
Okay.
I have to take the lid off and give it a little bit of a jiggle, and then it starts filling up again.
Two things. You could try this. When you're, like in the evening, before you go to bed or something like that, where the toilet's not going to be used, go buy a quart of CLR, which is a calcium lime and rust remover, and take a little bit of the water out of the tank, you know, like flush a little bit, but so it doesn't
fill back up.
Well, yeah, you know, just a little bit, and then pour half of a quart of the CLR in the tank so that it doesn't overflow. So we're now mixing that water. And then I want you to articulate that float a little bit back and forth. And maybe even take an old toothbrush along the top edge, that hinged portion of it, and clean that up a little bit and let that sit overnight. Now, that may do the trick and may clean up that calcium and get it to operate perfectly for you the next morning. And you'll get a little bit into the bowl, which is fine. That'll help clear up a little bit of stuff in there as well. If that does not work, then you've got to replace the fill valve. And replacing that's not really a tough job. I don't know if you've ever done it before, but you turn off the water to the toilet and that hose that comes up, there's a hand nut that you pull off of there. You have to flush the toilet, get rid of the water at the bottom of the tank. Everything is done by hand. You don't even need any wrenches. You may need a wrench to loosen it, but when you buy the new fill valve, Fill Pro is one, and then Fluid Master is another that makes these universal fill valves. Replace it, pop it in, connect the water, you're done.
Okay, that sounds very easy.
So that's how I would go.
Okay, the second question I have, I just replaced my faucet in the bathroom, and when it flows like early in the morning, first thing, it flows really good and comes like 3 inches out from my sink, but then after I turn it off and turn it back on, like after I'm brushing my teeth, it doesn't trickle out, but it's only like a half an inch, and it makes it really hard to wash your hands and stuff like that.
Really?
In there.
So at first it's really good, and then it's not.
Yes, exactly.
Single handle faucet or double?
Single handle.
All right, let's start with the aerator. Let's take that off. And see if that's just super clogged, and then maybe what happens is when it gets wet, whatever gunk could be in there literally puffs up a little bit to cut the flow, you know? And and it could just be that.
Okay, because this is a brand, I just put this faucet in probably a month ago, and I didn't know if it was like the water saver things that are on the ends of the hoses that would cause it, or if it was something different.
It could be if it's a brand new faucet, then it could be something with the fill valve inside in the faucet itself, the cartridge, which then then I would contact the maker. They'll probably send you a new one, no charge. Actually, I know they will.
Okay.
And so you may have to change that cartridge, but try the You know, if you just replace that faucet, when you turn off the water to do all that, you loosen up some sediment and whatnot in the system. And so a bunch of that can get clogged on the aerator. The very first place to start is take that aerator off, turn the faucet on, do exactly what you just said. I turn it on, it's great. I turn it off, see if it mimics that. If it mimics that without the aerator, then you need a new cartridge from the manufacturer.
Okay. Okay.
All right, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a nice holiday.
You too. Thank you very much.
Take care. 877-213-4-LOU. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. There he is. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I listened to the radio. Okay. Listen, I have a 40-year-old garage floor, and every time I would broom it, I would take part of the floor with the debris that I was trying to pick up.
Right.
So I went to, I believe it's called Eagle sold a waterproofer. So I'm assuming that a waterproofer will take care of that, that scaling that's going on. And, unfortunately it didn't.
Right.
I get beautiful water beads, but I can't understand if I can get these water beads, why I can't stop this floor from just disappearing on me.
Okay.
And, of course, my wife is up in arms because every time we come in from the garage, we bring in this gray dust.
Right.
So.
Okay, so that Eagle sealer that you spoke about is actually a terrific sealer, but all it does is sit on the very top of the concrete. And it doesn't do anything to help bond that top layer. Now, you know, the issue is you've got an old concrete floor, and that spalling that you're talking about is going to continue to happen. I have one other thing for you to try, but the thing is you got to get the sealer that you just put down off of it.
So that's what I thought.
Right. So what you have to do. Now, is it a two-car garage, one-car garage?
It's a large two-car garage.
Okay. And so in a perfect world, you would rent a floor scrubber with a big pad. You know, like they do like at the grocery store when you go at night, you know, to get when you had little kids and you went to buy formula in the middle of the night. The guy's cleaning the floor. Right. And you're going to get one of those, and I was just talking about this cleaner CLR or even a degreaser like Crud Cutter, full strength on the floor, and you're going to scrub the top of that floor, and you're going to take apart the sealer you just put down. Now you're going to get the floor. It's going to be super clean, and hopefully all that sealer will come up because it's just sitting on the top. And there's a couple ways to go here. You could either epoxy the floor with like a garage epoxy and paint it, okay? Or there is a terrific sealer that you may have heard me speak about on this radio show called Bone Dry. Bone Dry is a silicate-based commercial sealer that when it goes down, it penetrates down that first inch of the concrete and literally bonds everything together. But that old sealer's got to come up, Jim. You got to do what I just mentioned to get it off.
Yeah.
And then
it sounds like a big job.
It's a big job. And what might be easier for you, and I would still do the scrubbing, is do the epoxy coating. Like if you did that, if you used a Crud Cutter and even just a broom and you really scrubbed it, and then you put an epoxy coat over the top of that, you wouldn't have to get all the sealer off because the epoxy would bond to that. So Rust-Oleum makes a nice kit under their Rock Solid brand that you can use on the garage floor. And, you know, you can make it gray, you can make it blue, you can make it red. They even have these little chips that you can throw down there. It's not forever, okay? I mean, I want to be honest with you that, you know, you're going to, in 3 or 4 years where you park the car, you may notice that it lifts up where the tires are, but you can always patch that in. And if you painted it, I think that Mrs. Jim would be happy with how it looks. It'll be easier to clean, And quite frankly, you won't be tracking it into the house.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try just in the area that we walk on. Normally to go into the
house. You could tape that off and almost create like a sidewalk, you know, of the epoxy, right? And then that would cover it up. And then if you like it, you know, then if what's your lovely bride's name?
Paula.
How long have you been married to her?
40 years.
So when Paula says, "Oh my gosh, Jim, you're amazing. It looks so good. Wouldn't it be nice to do the whole rest of the floor?" After 40 years, what's the answer going to be when Paula says that?
Oh, great.
Yes, dear.
You know what? I could make it a birthday gift. Today's her birthday, November 20th. And I could give this to her for her birthday.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to work out for you, but you give that your best shot, Jim. Good luck with that. Paula, happy birthday. Jim's a good man. He's trying his best. 877-2134-LOU. Let's get one more call in here before we have to take a break. This is Esther calling in from New Jersey. Hi, Esther. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, hi, Lou. How are you today?
I am doing well. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. How may I help you?
Well, I was making a recipe that called for you to bake at 500 degrees. I was just making roasted broccoli. And all of a sudden, my smoke alarms went off, and the smoke was coming out of the oven. Apparently, the olive oil that I used dripped onto the bottom of the oven and
started on fire.
I was wondering if you had a suggestion for an oven cleaner. I used Easy Off Heavy Duty. And I'm still scraping the remnants of what was left on the bottom of the oven.
Yeah. Okay, so this is not an oven cleaner, but it works really well, and I'm going to tell you how to do this. So it's a lightweight oil and cleaner, and I have done this in my own oven called Superzilla.
Oh.
So this is what I want you to do: spray that area where it's really charred, and let it sit there for 10 minutes. Then you know the razor blade scrapers that you can buy, like if you were scraping something off a window, you know, the flat razor blades that slide into that little silver tool.
No, I haven't ever used one of those.
So you're going to need to go to the hardware store to buy the Superzilla, and then you're going to ask them for a straight razor scraping tool. And it's a little silver tool that you put a straight razor in, and it usually comes with half a dozen straight razors, the little kit. And you're going to put the straight razor in there. You're going to spray the Superzilla. You're going to let it sit for a while. And then you're going to take the flat razor right along the... It won't harm the surface of the oven. And you're going to scrape all that stuff away. It'll be amazing. Then wipe that with a rag, okay? And then turn the oven on to clear all that out. Now, when you turn that oven on, you're going to get a little smoke, but it's not going to be smoke like you burned the olive oil. It's going to be this white smoke that is burning off of the oil, which is bio-based. It's made out of corn, so it won't ignite. It's not flammable, so don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Let the oven run. Let the oven run for 10 minutes or so, and then you're good to go. Let me ask you.
Go ahead. What degree do I put the oven on?
300 degrees. 300 degrees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this. How was the broccoli?
Well, broccoli was all right.
All right, good. Good. Next time.
But, my house, I felt like my house was going to burn down any minute.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How do you spell Superzilla?
Super, like Superman. Zilla, like Zilla. It's on my forearm. It's on my tattoo. Superzilla. It's on Zilla, like Godzilla. Z-I-L-L-A. You can go to, what is it, Lindsay? Buysuperzilla.com or something like that. There's a website, isn't that right? Something like that. But if you go to like a hardware store like an Ace, they'll have it, okay? And you can find it there. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-2134-LOU. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Daniel?
Hey, good morning, Lou.
How you doing this morning? How can I help you?
All right. Hey, just a follow-up. Last week we had a discussion about putting a second layer of insulation in my attic. So I went ahead and did that. It was a difficult job, but let me tell you, what a major improvement in in my house. The thermostat calls for heat. It warms up. It satisfies it. Unbelievable improvement. I bought like 12 rolls of that insulation. It's a very difficult job.
Right.
The highest somebody is doing to it, but what a major improvement. But I just want to let you know that. And I've also got an issue. I'm trying to find the overflow from my cesspool in my backyard, and it's driving me crazy. I was able to find the main cesspool, but it's very expensive to keep getting this thing pumped out all the time. And I was wondering if you got it. It's like 4 feet below the surface.
Right. Well, so if you have one, you know, the overflow, you've got a pipe coming in and a pipe going out, and if you can't see the other pipe, then it's the issue that you're overfilled in there. It's already over the overflow, and it could be that at the other end wherever it's connected or if it's going into the yard, it's clogged.
Mm-hmm. That's what my son. I said the same.
Right.
And I paid him $50. He said, I'll find that. He was there for a long time.
Did he find it? He didn't find it?
No. But right. My next door neighbor, who was alive back in the day when the house was built, an old timer, he says, because we both have identical houses by the same kind. He says, you got one back there. But I.
You got to find the pipe in the pit first. And then, more than likely, the sewer guy, the septic guy, if they have a camera system, they can throw a camera down there to see where the clog is and then unclog it.
Oh,
you got to go through the pit.
The lid off the main cesspool and then
find the pipe. Correct.
Oh, and then he jammed a camera in there. That's
right.
Interesting.
Right. Right. That'll work.
All right, interesting.
You're a good man. Go ahead.
What do you think of these chemicals that they sell at Home Depot and Lowe's and stuff? Are they a waste of money or do they work?
They're not a waste of money once you get rid of the clog. So in other words, there's no magic bullet that you're going to pour in there and it's going to be great. They're great for maintenance. So in other words, if you get the contractor to come and find this thing and unclog it and everything for you, that's great. Then you use these on a regular basis, like once a month, to keep the gunk and everything from building up, but it won't just clear everything you have right now. You got to mechanically do that first and then go from there. Thanks so much for the phone call. I want to try and get a couple more calls in here before we end our show this morning in New York. Eddie's in Queens. Hey, Eddie. Good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
How you doing, Lou? I got two questions for you today. The cranks for the Anderson or the Pella windows, I've been using WD-40. Somebody told me that there was something better to use. Can you tell me what that is?
I was just talking to that lady about using it to clean her oven. The thing with the WD-40, it's a great product, but it attracts dirt. And so when you first spray it, you're like, oh, this works great. It's awesome. But then there's some kind of charge to it because it's petroleum-based, and it actually absorbs dirt, and it makes it worse. So I would clean it off with a rag, with some kind of degreaser, whatever you have with the cranks and the handles. Spray a little, crud cutter or any, even 409, any something like that. Wipe it down. Then this product I was talking about, Superzilla, is a bio-based lightweight oil and cleaner that does not attract dirt. And spray it with that, and it'll last much longer to work a lot better for you.
Okay, very good. I could pick that up at Ace Hardware Store?
You should be able to. Not every Ace carries it, but Home Depot does not. But a lot of Aces do. But if you go to their website, Superzilla, I think it's Superzilla US. Can you find that exact website for me, Lindsay? Keep listening, and I'll give the website out, and you can find a dealer network on there. I think it's like SuperzillaUS.com or something like that. And you can at least find, a dealer network that you got. Okay.
And what does it come in? A bottle?
It comes in a spray bottle. Like they come different sizes. They got a small little bottle, And then they've got one that's a, it's a pump spray. It's not like WD that's aerosol based, right? You got it? What's the website?
Just superzilla.us.
Superzilla.us. I knew there was a US in there. It's .us, not .com.
Okay.
It's really good stuff. I'm telling you, you can use it for, I mean, you could brush your teeth with it. No, don't do that. Do not brush your teeth, people. I'm just kidding. You could baste your turkey with it. No, don't do that either. Oh, my gosh. What are you? You're trying to get me in trouble, Eddie.
Okay, okay.
Eddie,
okay.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. I have a second question.
Quick, real quick, sure.
I have a second question. Is my polyurethane floors, you know, it's been done about 10 years ago,
yep.
And we kept some soda on a floor, and for some reason, a can exploded, and it took the finish off of the polyurethane. So, I don't know. I was told that sand it down with the finest sandpaper, and I don't know if I just should put polyurethane on.
Get a foam brush, and then take a little bit of sandpaper and sand around it, just lightly, not a lot. And then I want you to take the foam brush and some satin polyurethane and paint the one or two boards with the lines, like go with the lines like you're, you know, like doing a puzzle. So that, and then that, you'll blend it in. It won't be perfect, but it'll be better than what you have. And with Thanksgiving coming up, that's what we need to do. All right, thanks so much for the phone call. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And football contracts are not like baseball contracts, right? But, like, does he get paid? And
yeah, because he's on IR. He hasn't been cut, so he'll get paid.
Got it.
Yeah.
Man, that's a bummer.
It is a bummer. There's a lot of guys that are banged up and injured. He tried to play through it for like 4 weeks, and it just never healed, even with these couple of weeks off. And they just feel the best thing for him right now is to shut him down and get the surgery, and hopefully he'll be back better than ever next year.
What a bummer.
It's terrible.
So, you know, it's funny. I mean, I do love watching football. And like my thing now that I get older, and when I look at these people playing football and, you know, they get hit or they get tackled, I'm like, man, if I got hit that hard, I wouldn't get up for a month.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come and get me.
Yeah.
Take me off of the field. And these people just jump right back up and like run off the field and come right back again.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the enhanced audio that they have now on these networks too. I think that the sound is worse than the actual contact sometimes. But there's some heavy contact though.
Yeah, and I think that the crispness of the video that you see now, right? I mean, you see everything.
Yeah. Oof. You see mouth guards flying out of people's mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Not good. So this starting this week, by the way, and I apologies to you and Don, and it's just kind of I'll make it right somehow. But you know, last year, Don may remember, we did these Whiskey Acres drinks that we did for the holidays.
Yeah, I remember those.
Remember those?
Definitely.
Well, they came back again this year. And so it, in the realm of like how the world works now, Lindsay and I have recorded the drinks and making the drinks using the Whiskey Acres. And coming up after 9 o'clock, we have our first one, which is a slushy drink. If you go to wgnradio.com/holidays on ice. Holidays on ice. The first recipe is there. Now, I went to the website and I looked at it. Now, for some reason, I think that John Williams is doing something with Whiskey Acres and Steve Bertrand.
Yes.
And there is a picture that they put together of myself and John and Steve Bertrand wearing Santa caps. Okay. And I got to tell you, Steve Bertrand looks like Santa.
He's got the beard.
I mean, he's got the white beard and he is front and center. And if you go to wgnradio.com/holiday, what? Holiday what?
Holidays on ice.
Holidays on ice.
Holidays on ice. Are you looking at it?
I just got there, yeah.
And?
Yeah, you've got Santa to your left.
He looks like Santa.
He does.
You guys are good looking dudes.
Right. So anyway, coming up after 9 o'clock, we have our first recipe. We recorded it in literally a barn. We were socially distanced as we were drinking. And
sounds awesome.
I have to tell you, this morning's recipe, I think it wins of my personal preference.
Okay, the part that didn't get recorded was, I go, well, we need to make the next drink. And like as Lindsay was getting up to go empty the glasses, you know, because it was like it's like a wine, you know, like if you, although I never did this, have you ever gone wine tasting at a place where,
yeah,
you know, you're supposed to spit, oh, that tastes good, oh, and you spit right. it out? Well, like, why would I spit it out?
Right.
So I'm like, all right, let's go get the other glass. And as Lindsay's taking the glass to go, nobody else goes, and she's like drinking it the whole time, walking away. I go, you know, we have to drive. We have to drive. You have to pick up your children.
If it's good, it's good. You don't want to yeah. waste it.
Right. You don't want to waste it. So it's it is
really good.
Really good. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up a little bit later on this morning. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines now. This is Joe in Berkeley. Hey, Joe, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I got a house built in the 50s with an original tub. I guess it's cast iron. And it's got a it's got a depression in the middle of the tub. And I'm wondering if there's something I can fill that up with so that the water just doesn't sit there like a puddle.
Is it right by the drain?
No, it's midway in the tub.
I mean, I can give you an idea, but it's not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Okay. Have you ever done any body work on a car?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I would do where that depression is I would use kind of a pencil to draw out where you know, like, okay, this is it. I just need to bring this up a little bit. And I would then lightly sand to rough up the porcelain finish, whatever it is, in that
right,
area.
Porcelain.
And I want you to buy some Bondo.
Hmm.
Like you're doing a car body.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to apply that, and then you're going to sand that nice and smooth, and then paint it with a tub and tile paint to patch it all in.
Okay.
And probably do the entire tub.
Mm-hmm.
Do you shower in this tub?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you may want to start using a bath mat.
Right, we got that.
So put that over the top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't have to seal it with anything special. Just
no, if you do the Bondo, if you do the Bondo, because it's designed, you know, it's on a car, right? So it'd be outside anyway, right?
Right?
It's not, but the thing is, it's not really designed to be stood on. That's why I tell you that it may over time crack a little bit, but there is a little bit of flexibility to it. And if you paint it with the tub and tile, you can buy a quart of the tub and tile for like $25, and that should work.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
All right, bud, I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Back to you. Have a good one.
You too. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
Hello, Lou. Long-time listener, second generation listening.
Wow, I like that. Or maybe I don't, but keep going. How may I help you?
Well, I have a problem with a bathtub drain. And I had a friend come over who helped put in a new cartridge because it was dripping, but it drips so much in the drain that to replace it, when you like screw the part in the tub for a stopper
yeah.
for the drain, that little, what do I want to say, the little apron on the outside of it,
The chrome piece that you see that's connected to the tub, that's called the, here's a little technical term you can bring up at a dinner party. It's called the shoe of the drain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be like, you know, I was working on my house and the shoe of my drain, something, it broke. What happened?
It broke off. So what's all that's left is basically the inside that threads inside, but we can't get that out.
Okay. So the drain assembly is new?
I have a new drain assembly.
Okay, you have a new drain assembly.
The old one.
The old one you can't get out. And the crisscross inside of it, you can't get out either.
Corroded.
Okay.
It's corroded. It's not even there anymore.
Okay. There is a tool that plumbers have that is a drain. Basically, it's an easy out tool. And what it looks like is, if you can imagine, it's not a brush, but if you can imagine a bottle brush, you know, where you would stick it inside of a bottle. So it's got a stem, and the bottom of it is actually almost like a stone or like a sandpaper. You put it inside the drain and you tighten it, and this thing expands. It gets wider, okay? And then once it grabs the side of the drain, they can put a wrench on the top, and it, as you tighten it, it gets even wider to try and grab it and hold it. Again, this is something plumbers have, and you may get to that point where that's what you have. The other alternative, which is risky, and you would use kind of like a lightweight oil or something to try and get inside there. I'm giving Superzilla a lot of love today, and let it sit there for like a half an hour. But the other thing is, you could take what's called a cold chisel, and you could chisel, you know, in the direction righty tighty, lefty loosey, to kind of get underneath it and try and loosen it that way. The risk is you slip off and damage the tub. Or the other alternative is you take a reciprocating saw and you cut the sides of the drain with the appropriate blade, and you take it out piece by piece.
Okay. And I guess my friend was worried that whatever he doesn't want to damage the threads on the PVC pipes.
Well, I mean, the pipe underneath is PVC?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's PVC, then it's worth your investment to buy this easy out tool for the drain.
Okay, and
you're in St. Charles. You need to go to a plumbing supply house. You're not going to find this at a hardware store. And so in St. Charles, is there a Ferguson plumbing supply out by you?
I know that there's something in Aurora and something in Elgin.
Yeah, so you need to go there. Tell them exactly what you're doing. Okay. And I'm like, oh, yeah, here, lady, you need this. I think it's actually by Superior Tool, who we featured on this radio show last week, and they make a bunch of different plumbing tools, and that tool might cost you $30. I'm just making that number up, but it's cheaper than what you're doing. And then as you put it in there, the fact that it's plastic, it will loosen up a little bit and you should be able to get it out.
Okay, great. Now, one other question on this tub. It's like a fiberglass tub, probably not fiberglass, but plastic or whatever. And I know that I have to clean it often because I'll get like little, do I want to say black spots?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if there's anything that I can treat that with.
That could be something you're getting out of your faucet, you know, that the faucet could be breaking down and putting little bits and pieces in there. Just use a regular, you know, cleaner that you normally use that's not super abrasive. The other thing I will tell you, when you're doing the work on the drain, have your friend take a bunch of painter's tape. Place it all around the base of the tub and on the sides, because they're going to be in there, you know, cranking on it. You don't want to scratch the tub. That's just kind of a little safety thing so you don't ruin what you have there, and that should work out well. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LOU. Hey, when we come back, a few weeks ago, I was reading a spot about leasing HVAC equipment. No? What? Why are you saying that? Oh, it's Noodaloo 2. That's later. Okay. This is even better. Don, are you there? Andy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how excited I am about this Noodaloo 2.
Really?
This is a game changer for all of us when we're using the toilet.
Excellent. Happens a lot.
I'm telling you, people, this quite possibly, if there was the most amazing Noodaloo 2 that we've ever done, it's unbelievable. I don't think I'm overselling it.
I was going to say, be careful.
No. Okay. You stay with me after the news, quite possibly the Academy Award of Noodaloo 2s.
Right on.
But right now, it's time for WGN Radio News. We get a lot of Noodaloo 2s. Some of the products that we get
are ones that are new, right? It isn't necessarily ones that maybe I love, but I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. And sometimes I don't actually try the product out. You know what I mean? So it's the type of thing that, you know, it's 52 weeks a year we come up with a Noodaloo 2, and Lindsay looks at stuff, and part of it is we have different, we're at different points in our lives. And so you may see something like, oh my gosh, this is so valuable to me because I'm a young mother with young kids. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. Let's talk about that. That's a neat idea. You know, and then maybe I see something and she says, no, we're not doing that. And
that's not true.
It's kind of true.
Only sometimes.
Okay. How did we? Oh, I found this one.
You did.
And I said, oh my gosh, this is the Noodaloo 2. And then as I read more about it, as I used it, and this is, people, if you've listened to me for a long time, you know we're all very close, and we're now about to get a little closer.
Many of the flushable wipes on the market today are actually wreaking havoc on the environment and our sewer systems. Our Noodaloo 2 this weekend, though, wants to fix that. Foam, spelled F-O-H-M, is a touchless foam cleanser dispenser that adheres to your bathroom wall next to your toilet paper roll. It won't clog your pipes or your planet. Founders Jerry and Alyssa are a couple that started Foam out of their New York City apartment, launched it in 2019, and immediately started making waves in the toilet industry. The Foam Starter Kit includes a touchless and therefore hygienic dispenser and a bottle of cleanser. The pH balance formula contains water, aloe, citric acid, and sulfates, which provide the foaming action. But it's free of parabens, alcohol, and fragrance. The brand says the ingredients are so close to what you'd actually find in a baby wipe, and that they're well-rated from the Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep Directory. Here's how it works. After you know, do your stuff, tear off however much TP you usually use and hold it under the unit's sensor-operated nozzle. It'll automatically deposit a dollop of skin-safe foam, effectively turning that toilet paper into a wet wipe. And once you're done with your DIY wet wipe, you can toss it into the toilet and flush it down. And with confidence that the paper will break down as it should, and at no risk to aquatic life down the line. You can choose between the wall-mountable toilet kit or the freestanding toilet top kit. Both of them go for $69. The company is currently even offering holiday bundles for multiple bathrooms, along with a Black Friday coupon code. Hey, this is a great gift idea, because you know that air fryer you got them? Yeah, they're never going to use it, even if they asked for it. Trust me. But Foam every single day. Ideally. So enough with the shitty gifts. Find out more at HowSmartsRadio.com.
Okay. Right?
Excellent.
Right, Don?
Love it.
Okay.
I really do.
This is, who doesn't want a clean bottom? And let me tell you about the flushable wipes. You know who absolutely loves the flushable wipes? Any licensed plumber. Because that is a money maker for them. They come to your house and you're putting these flushable wipes down and they will tell you like it's the number one thing they get called for. And then this has this little dispenser that you hold the toilet paper under and it spurts the little thing. It's rechargeable, like the little top. Yeah. You charge it for an hour. It goes for months, right? And you just go, well, it doesn't do that.
Does not make
that's what you
sound.
Do. Although, that's what you do.
It really
that's
should.
That's what
though.
You should.
Should. Maybe, maybe a later model.
We'll have, right. I did think that it would be fun if it had a little sound effect.
Yeah,
like
why
kind
not?
Of like yeehaw.
Just give
like
you a little like smile.
That.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Like a little music that went ding.
But flush it down.
Right.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Like a little thing, like, you know, your clean bottom.
Well
whatever.
Done.
It'd be a fun right. Well done.
Good luck.
I mean, it would be cute for kids. Like totally. If you could do, you know, they have talking smoke alarms. They could have talking foam things that where you could program it for who's there. Like if it's a child, right?
Yeah.
Great.
The hygiene behind this thing is amazing. And of course, like any company, they have a subscription service for the refills because it's like a little bottle, right? It's 3 months supply.
and you do a thing in it and sends you the little refills. And isn't that what you sent me?
I don't know.
It's
about
a three pack.
It's a 10-month supply, so then you get a three pack, right? But it just sends it in one.
Oh, a 10-month supply for a whole year, right? And it's just a little bit of, it's just like foam soap for your bottom.
And it doesn't smell.
There's no odor to, well.
Ideally.
Ideally.
The foam.
As Don says. The foam does not smell, and it keeps your bottom clean. I know this is a little too much information.
But, so, I mean, and like what you were saying before about the, how you, we are in different stages of our lives. This is for all stages, one being
right.
My children. My youngest in particular still needs some help sometimes. And, you know, that's the biggest argument between my husband and I is like, I know that your number one rule is don't flush the, even if they're flushable, don't flush them.
Yeah.
So, because they're so bad for your pipes.
But so bad.
Sometimes you need, so this is like the perfect solution for parents with children
so
that are
whatever toilet paper, whatever toilet paper you're using, that becomes the wipe.
Right.
And you can actually control the amount of foam that it puts in to the paper. You know, you can adjust the thing of what it comes on there. And these two people in their New York apartment, like, I'm thinking, were they drinking? Hey, you know what we should come up with? And they came up with this thing. They're going to, if Charmin is listening, you should give these people a gazillion dollars and buy their product, because if they put Charmin on the front of this thing, it would be like perfect.
Right.
Right? They're going to be
right.
Like the
it
new
is,
ring.
Charmin is Procter & Gamble too. I checked that.
It is. Right. So there you go. So, and you probably use a little more toilet paper too, because then you really want to get clean. Because like they say that you use there's a whole process of how you use it. I know it's early. Norm, it will get posted at HowSmartsRadio.com, but right now because we're just having a little glitch on the on our website, you can go to my Facebook page and you can see it there.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. Foam, game changer. Academy Award winning Noodaloo too.
Everybody poops.
Everybody. Doesn't matter who you are.
Can't
Good
avoid
morning,
it.
Everybody.
Can't
great,
avoid it.
It's a great slogan for it.
Everybody poops. Yippee! And then when you go to the phone, it goes, yippee! Or something like that. I want a sound of it. Don, you're right.
Totally.
2.0, foam 2.0 has sound effects.
Definitely.
877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is, hopefully Tom didn't hang up. This is Tom in Clarendon Hills. Hey, Tom.
Hey, hi Lou. How are you?
Great. How may I help you?
So, my question is about my chimney. The chimney is a wood frame chimney, not a brick chimney. And at the top, the chimney crown, it's not concrete. It's made of, I'm not sure what.
Galvanized metal, maybe?
Like a
with
stucco
a...
type. Well, it looks like a stucco type material. They kind of shaped what would normally be a concrete slab.
Yeah.
And it's got a bunch of holes in it. I had the chimney flue done and a new cap put on, and when they came out to do that, they called out the fact that there were holes and stuff in there. But I'm not sure who to call. You know, it's not concrete, so not a masonry thing. And
well, who did the chimney for you? A chimney sweep?
No, it was a Chicago Inn fireplace and chimney.
And they don't do...
They came in and put a chain and a damper and cleaned out the flue.
Oh, I see. Okay. So yeah, go to... call Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. Okay? They will... My guess is if it's a wood frame chimney, they will put some type of galvanized crown. They'll come out and measure it up. Then they'll go make this thing or, you know, have their tin knockers make it. And then they'll come back, and they'll take the old one out off. They'll cut the hole for the pipe and everything, slide it back on. It'll have an edge on it that you see with a little rain lip across it as well. And then they'll flash it and reconnect it, and they can do all that work for you.
Oh, they can. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. And if you go their website, their website is cleanfireplace.com. You can actually schedule it online, but you may have to call them for this one. It's a little bit, you know, probably more of an explanation. They got to make sure they send the right person out to give you the estimate.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little wonky.
Yeah.
Is it the weight? Because normally there's a concrete slab on
no,
top.
No concrete on top of a wood frame.
Oh, okay.
Because it's dissimilar. You would put a concrete crown on a masonry chimney, but when you, like rule number one in building, my rule number one, is when you get dissimilar materials like wood and or concrete or wood and or masonry, they react differently. You know what I mean? That wood's going to move, and if I put this solid slab of concrete on there, it's going to crack. Now, in that respect, you said it had a stucco finish. Maybe they put some kind of finish on it. But typically with a wood frame chimney, it's got a galvanized crown. Gotcha. Made out of sheet metal. It can be copper. I mean, it's a metal crown.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
You got it, bud. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be right back. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's get a call in here real quick. This is Tom in LaGrange. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How may I help you?
Well, I use a large amount of the scalloped patio edges, the cinder block ones, but I can't get them in the length that I need them any longer. I need them in the 25-inch length, and now they're only, it seems like they're only manufacturing the 15-inch, the shorter ones.
Mm.
And somebody told me that there is such a thing as cinder block adhesive or cement adhesive. And I'm thinking perhaps I can glue two of these together. And I'm wondering what if that's possible and if what the tensile strength is compared to just a full block.
Where are you using these blocks?
In my martial arts school.
Oh, so they're interior.
Well, they're broken. We use them for testing.
Oh, I see.
The students are breaking them. And we, like I said, the ones that we can get now are too short for the students to be able to break efficiently.
Hmm. Wow. I've always wondered about that. I've always wondered about the breaking of the, it's all like mind over matter thing, right? Like you got to really be, it's a whole like thing, right? Like in,
and
it isn't just the, about it isn't just about the force in your body. It's about your mind, right?
Well, it's both. I mean, you have to condition your body. The bone density becomes stronger and thicker after a period of time of, you know, when you're doing the wood, it becomes denser, and eventually you're able to work your way up to doing the cinder blocks.
Do you ever in your class say, show me paint the fence?
Show me what?
Paint the fence. Or do you show me?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just a little Mr. Miyagi Karate Kid. Little Karate Kid reference to those old enough to remember. Show me wax the floor. You ever say that? Show me wax the floor.
In January, I celebrated 50 years in martial arts.
Wow, that is so cool. Okay, so this is a very interesting thing that now I'm intrigued by. So these are cinder block. You usually use cinder blocks, traditional cinder blocks that have a hole in the middle, or they're solid?
No. These are the patio edges that have the scalloped. Usually there's like five scallops, and you can use it around your patio or around your around the border of your garden, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get them curved. Most of the time we get them straight.
Yeah. I think you can still, where have you normally been buying these at?
I've tried Lowe's, I've tried Menards, I've tried literally every big box, Home Depot.
Yeah, so let's go to where are you? You're in LaGrange?
In that area, LaGrange, I'm Bolingbrook, okay. Lamont.
Okay, so there you need to go to a patio block supplier that supplies for landscapers. Because I think what you're what you're looking for is still available to the landscaping, industry, and so like Illinois Brick or Pavelock, or you could go to Lurie's, which is a Lurie's, which is a garden supplier, and there's even a place. There's a couple of them, you know, that are landscape supply. You could probably buy it by the pallet.
and have it delivered, and the kids could go to their house, you know, until they're so sore they can't break enough because there's so many of them. But I think what you're looking for is still it's still available. So for sure, you can find it at a landscape supplier. Thanks so much for the phone call. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm just bumping up against time. Quick break, and we'll be right back. Per Mike Jagabowski, his phone is probably in his truck. So I did call him, but, you know, it's in his truck. It's not with him because, you know, you wouldn't want to get a hold of anybody. So anyway, happy birthday, Mike. You're still older than me. He's not hearing any of this because he's in a duck blind. But here's the funny thing. Our maid of honor at our wedding, Paula Messbarger, so Mike was my best man, Paula, our dear friend, my wife went to grade school with her. It's her birthday, too. How funny is that, that both the maid of honor and the best man's birthdays are on the same day?
That is fate. Happy birthday to
both of you. Happy birthday to both of you. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. I got a cluttered line here, so tell me where I'm going here. Line one. Who's line one? Just so I know. Tell me that person's name.
Let's talk to Steve in Joliet.
Steve is in Joliet. Hey, Steve, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
I've got a walk-up attic, and it's a finished floor. I can only get like 8 inches of insulation between that floor and the room below it.
Okay.
Is there a way, can I insulate rafters?
I mean, you can. Is it vented?
Somewhat, yes. There's vents in the roof.
I mean, here's what'll happen. I mean, you'll end up, so you got a walk-up attic. I know exactly, my father-in-law has the same thing in the house that he's at. It's a walk-up attic, the wood floor. His rafters are insulated and have been forever. And, you have a steep roof, obviously a very steep roof.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
If you're going to do it, my only suggestion is do not put a craft-faced insulation there. I don't want a vapor barrier in that space. So if there's any vapor that permeates up into the spot, you know, I want it to be able to escape. So you could use what are the rafters? 2x4s?
They're like 2x6s, I think.
Okay. So if you did an R13, unfaced fiberglass and they have these insulation spring clips. They're basically spring wires that are about 15 inches long. They come in a pack and you'll put the fiberglass up in there and you'll just kind of pop this in and it'll poke into the wood. And it arches a little bit. It's like a stiff wire, you know, and it'll bow a little bit to hold the insulation in place. It will warm up that attic just because you're insulating it all, which in turn will warm up the second floor a little bit because you're containing more of the heat that you're paying for inside the home.
I understand. Okay. Yeah. Cause it's just like I said, it's an unheated area.
Yeah.
At this point,
you know, I'm sure it's freezing. And the thing is, you're losing because you only can get, you know, 8 inches or so. It's not the most effective way to do it, but if you want to maintain the floor, then that's what I would do.
Okay. I appreciate that information. Thank you, sir.
You got it, bud. I appreciate you calling this morning. I mean, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, there's a lot of stories. The media is doing a really good job of scaring the heck out of everybody about things like, oh, you know, Thanksgiving, everything's so expensive. And, you know, I was looking around at prices of turkeys and whatnot, and it seems to be the same to me. And the same with, you know, the building materials did building materials did go up. They are starting to come back down. The single best thing you can do to be more comfortable this winter and to really lower your energy bills is eliminating drafts, of course, with windows and doors. That's a critical thing. But adding more insulation to your attic, it's like putting a really good hat on your head in the wintertime. It does such a wonderful job and really, really will keep you warm and will lower your energy bills. And it's worth the investment for sure. All right, 877-2134-LOU is our phone number. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet. Cleaning business, you know, like the poopery people, you know, that make the stuff for so it doesn't smell, right? They all have a sense of humor. Like they all kind of, you know, it's all...
Bidet, what was that bidet called that you, it was like the...
Oh,
the easy
tushy.
Tushy.
I mean, come on, even that, like, what are we gonna call it? Okay, so the foam dispenser looks like a soap dispenser. You hang it. They give you even give you 3M command strips to hang the thing on the side, like on the side of your cabinet. So you mount it. You can mount it right next to your toilet paper. That's where I put mine. My wife doesn't even know that I put this in the bathroom yet. So this is what she'll say. What the heck is that? I go, it's a game changer. So what you do is you wipe your bottom, per their instructions, you wipe your bottom with dry toilet paper. Then when you go for the second wipe, you put a little of the foam, you hold the toilet paper that you normally use, however you fold it or wad it. Are you a folder or are you a wadder when it comes to toilet paper? A little personal?
A wad, and then it has to have a correct fold over the wad, though.
Okay, so however you do that, right, that's a personal thing. And then you hold it over the thing, and then we want
under
it to... Under the dispenser, and it hands-free. You don't have to touch anything. And it dispenses the right amount of lanolin foam that you then use to clean your bottom. And then you flush it away.
And wait.
That's what we want. Very well done. That's what we want the thing to do every time it squirts the foam. That would be fun. I'm telling you, that's 2.0. Foam. No, that's not their website. You're telling me, no, that is not their website. So if you go to their website, that website, I don't think is their website.
It's foam, FOHM.co.
Oh, .co. I'm sorry. Okay, so it's .co. Or you can go to my Facebook page to learn more about that. Okay, enough about people's bottoms. 877, although I could talk the whole day about this. 877-2134-LOU. This is David in Belgium. Hi, David. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, sir. I have a question concerning the, we have a gas furnace down in the basement, and that 4-inch sheet metal tubing that runs from the unit into the side of the chimney masonry down there, you know, the 90s up into the center of the flue, is deteriorated at the area where it enters the brickwork. So, I cut that out, and I'm going to replace that today. But apparently, we were running this unit last winter without realizing that tubing was in that bad a shape. Is that a carbon monoxide hazard?
It can be. I mean, here's the thing. Any appliance in your home that you run that combusts, okay, including your cooktop, does create some level of carbon monoxide, okay? Now, on your stove, it's pretty clean burning, and you know, you really have no worry about that because it, you know, the level is so low that it's, you know, undetectable. But in something like that with a furnace, that too is clean burning, but if there is, you know, a little bit of it leaking into the space, that can be a problem. It's super important that you have working smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. I do not recommend them being in a furnace room completely, but it could be in the next room, wherever that furnace is, just to detect it, and or the top of the stairs. Now, where that pipe is deteriorating, you know, your chimney, if that is a masonry chimney, okay, and
it is.
This is just an 80 plus going into that, you know, you probably get moisture buildup, especially right where it goes in, which is where that deterioration comes from. How old is the furnace?
How old is the furnace, do you know? She says about 20 years. I mean, this is an old house built in 1895. So it's,
when you get to the point when you get to the point when you're going to replace that, okay, and at 20 years, you're kind of at that moment, right? Does the chimney that you feed the furnace into, is that the only thing that goes into it, or does the water heater go in there too?
That's the only thing. And also above the...
Where's the water heater vent?
What now?
Where does the water heater vent?
That I don't know. I can't tell you offhand.
Okay. My guess is if it's a conventional one, it may feed into that same pipe and then go into that one pipe that goes to the chimney. So okay. Look at that when you're down there. But my point is, when you get to the point where you're going to replace that furnace, the issue is going to happen is the heating and cooling person is going to come and tell you that we need to put a chimney liner in because the newer units are more efficient and they can't feed into a conventional masonry chimney without having problems. Okay? Now,
all right.
This is what I want you to remember. I don't want you to do that. I want you to go with a high-efficiency furnace that vents out of the side, and you're going to replace the water heater that does the same thing and just eliminate the chimney altogether.
Oh, okay.
It'll end up costing you a little bit more, but it's the better way to go.
All right. And now one more quick question, please. At the, above the point where this 4-inch tubing enters the chimney, is another, like, knockout hole where another pipe from an older unit entered, and now that's above. And there's also a 90 liner in there. When I looked at the flashlight, you know, that 90 is up into the flue, but that's wide open, you know, open the hole. Now, since there's a natural updraft in the chimney fluid,
you need to cap. You need, yes, yeah. You need to cap that hole.
Okay, okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I bought pieces to do that, too. Hey, I appreciate you, Lou.
I appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great day, and thanks for calling. 877-213-4-LOU. Let's talk to Judy, who's in Michigan. Hi, Judy. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, Lou. I am thrilled. I have tried to reach you so many times. Let me tell you my story. Well, I live in Baroda, right across the lake from you. We've got everything in the wine field, but not much else.
All right, I'll be right over. I'll be right over.
Okay. Even vodka they're making from grapes. Anyway, 3 years ago, I live in a ranch home that was built in 1965. I've always lived here. My brother and I built it. I come from a long line of contractors, self-employed contractors. Then we had the home painted 2 years ago, Sherwin-Williams paint, navy blue with white trim and a red front door. Absolutely, you want to salute it. The thing that is the issue, and I wish I could get a patent with Sherwin-Williams, all the boards, the vertical boards, were caulked with silicone caulk, which is perfect because we had 19 woodpecker holes, and we didn't want them invading us anymore. Well, you can't paint over the silicone caulk.
Correct.
And then my husband passed away at 64 a few months ago. I'm not comfortable in going out there and using a grinder. I just wish there was a navy blue caulk. However, there isn't. So what do I do?
There is a navy blue caulk. And
no way.
And you, and to make your life a lot easier, I'm sorry to hear about your husband.
Yeah, 64 years old is too young.
It sure is. I'm sorry about that. There is a product that comes in a bunch of different colors that, and you can even have them make the custom color. Like you could give them the Sherwin-Williams actual color and they could make a case of this for you, which would cost you a little more, but it can be done. It's a Terra polymer caulking that will go right over the silicone and it will encapsulate what you have there and match. It's called NPC Solar Seal. Nancy Paul Charlie Solar Seal. And it is an Illinois-based company. And if you contacted them, I believe their website is npcsealants.com.
Okay.
And if you contact them, tell them you spoke to me and said, I need a custom case of caulking made in Sherwin-Williams, you know, royal blue, whatever the color is.
Well, it was called In the Navy.
In the Navy. So there you go, In the Navy, and they can make that for you, and it will match perfectly. Won't be cheap, but it's going to be it's going to be easier than you trying to take all that caulking out of there.
Well, and it will be cheaper than what it costs us to have this painted.
Correct. Correct. Right.
Oh, my gosh. You're a blessing.
Well, I appreciate you calling. I hope that you have a nice Thanksgiving, and I really do appreciate you listening to the show. Have a great, great day. We're running a little late. When we come back, we're going to talk about, listen to this, leasing HVAC equipment. It's a brand new thing, and it's pretty interesting. I think you'll find it to be something that you're going to want to hear about. But right now, it's time for WGN Radio News. I was chatting a few weeks ago on the air, and I was reading a Dykstra Home Services commercial. They are a sponsor of this show and a sponsor here on WGN Radio. And one of the things in their ad was like, oh, and talk to us about leasing. Now, I got to be honest with you. I've never heard about leasing HVAC equipment for a residential home. So, of course, I have questions, and I figured maybe some of you do as well. So I thought we need to talk to somebody about this. So I called Rich Dykstra Jr., who is the vice president of sales and operations over at Dykstra Home Services. Rich, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
All right. Before we talk about leasing, it's getting colder, and there might be a lot of people out there that maybe have boilers and furnaces that, you know, think, oh, it's too late. I don't want to do my fall checkup, cleanup. You know, I'll just do it next year. But you still are doing this, and it's still a good idea.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. As everyone should know by now, we got a lot of winter left in Chicago and some pretty brutal weather yet to come. So, you know, annual maintenance can shake out a lot of small problems or even bigger problems before it breaks down in that emergency situation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest thing, I know you'll probably agree with me, is like a dirty flame sensor. And if you get your technicians to come out and do that now and clean it all up, or maybe even replace it, depending on the situation, that avoids like the February, you know, 20 below zero and you have no heat type of situation, which if you don't have, you know, your business is all about feast or famine. When those things hit, your folks are busier than ever. And man, that's an ounce of prevention that can really go a long way to save you money and heartache.
Exactly. Yeah. And when we're busy, everyone's busy. So, I mean, you could pick up the phone and call as many people as you want, and it might not be as fast as you want. And when it's cold, man, you don't want to be sitting there without heat.
Right.
Yeah. So something small like a dirty flame sensor, we'll even check the, we'll O-mount the igniter, you know, just all these preventative things that could be done just to make sure that, yeah, you look good for this next year.
Yeah, it is one of the hardest working appliances you have going in your home right now. Okay, speaking of that, I started hearing about this leasing, and I've got lots of questions that I want to ask you. So traditionally, you know, I've always given people the advice that, look, technology changes and, you know, furnaces literally almost every year are more and more efficient. And kind of the school of thought, and you can agree or disagree, is, you know, when you get to the 15 years or so with a forced air furnace, you're probably at that point where you should be thinking about planning to replace it, you know, if you've maintained it well, just because the newer stuff is more efficient. But it's an investment to put in a new furnace. You know, it's thousands of dollars. And then you guys throw out this little leasing thing, and I want to understand how that works.
Yeah, so the leasing, it's definitely new to our market, you know, to heating and air conditioning space and to the Chicago market. It's something that's been done for years and years on other appliances. Water heaters are a big thing that are leased in other countries, Canada, and all parts of the U.S., east and out south. But, you know, what it is, it's a way to get a wide range of product from very basic to the top-of-the-line product for little to no money down, and you pay for the use of that product and the comfort that it provides with a smaller monthly payment, and you don't own that piece of equipment.
So there's, okay, so if I'm going to, and I'm just going to talk in rough numbers here. The average house, right, the average house, if we're talking about a furnace and air conditioner, you know, in the Chicagoland area, you're probably talking about spending anywhere from maybe $7,000 to $10,000, seems like a fair number.
Right? Yeah, it does seem fair. The numbers are climbing.
Right. Numbers are climbing. But fair. Okay, and so we're talking about an investment. Like, if you guys come in and put that in, I got to write you a check for that amount of money to do that. Now, I know there's financing as well. But then I need to maintain this unit, and there's a warranty. You know, maybe it's what's the typical warranty? 5 years or something on the parts and the labor? 10 years? It depends, right? On the level that you buy.
Yeah, I mean, you can get 10 years parts and labor, but it's going to require that you pay for annual maintenance as well as all the pieces and parts that it takes to maintain that product.
So now when I say, Rich, I want to lease a furnace and air conditioner from Dykstra Home Services, you guys come in, you put in a brand new unit, and then I just start making monthly payments. There's no downstroke for this work?
You make your first month's payment, and then everything's installed. So everything's installed, and then from there you have monthly payments. Payments. Our program, the Premier program, it's a 120-month commitment, so it's a 10-year lease.
So it's a 10-year lease, but during that 10-year lease, everything is covered. The maintenance, if something fails, you guys come in and you replace it, the labor, the parts. Hey, Mr. Jones, hey, Mrs. Smith, it's all working again. See you later.
Exactly, yeah. There's no trip charges, no overtime fees, whatever that part is, it's covered. And then, I also mentioned the annual maintenance. So that preventative maintenance is also included. And then any filters, UV bulbs, humidifier pads, whatever component that comes with the system that you chose is also covered.
Wow. So I have to imagine, like, when leasing a car because that's essentially what you're doing, right? You're leasing like a car, but most times when you lease a car, they're like, all right, $3,000 at signing and then this much a month or whatever. But you're probably going to, in the 10 years, you may pay a little more than what it would cost to buy the thing out, but everything's included.
Right. That's the major difference with the leasing, is everything's included. Hmm.
I'm curious, I know it's new, but have you gotten positive feedback from people when you present this idea to them?
So you get a mixed bag. Some have a lot of questions.
Sure.
We do our best to answer those. Some aren't quite there yet or comfortable with this process, but the others that have taken advantage of it love it.
Yeah.
One of my most recent listeners, client actually is in the finance industry and doesn't believe in purchasing a asset that's going to lose.
Depreciating asset, because it is.
Depreciating asset.
Right.
Yeah, see, I'm not in finance.
You're an eating guy. Right.
So yeah, he didn't want to buy a depreciating asset. So when he read about this, he just loved it. And then he got one of the highest-end products that we offer,
right,
which he said he never would have gotten otherwise. So,
right.
Yeah, he was thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, there's, like you said, you're not in finance, but when you talk to finance people, they almost 100% will say, oh, no, you never want to buy that thing. It doesn't add value, You just want to, lease it or just pay for the use of whatever. Now, I have a question. So somebody takes advantage of a leasing program. They buy a really nice system. They're making their monthly payments. It's a 10-year deal. 5 years from now, I'm moving to Dallas or wherever. I'm moving to Denver, and I'm going to sell my house. So now I have this lease on this piece of equipment that I don't own. What happens then?
Right. There's two options. And what's most popular historically is the ability to transfer that lease to the new homeowner. So the Premier Program representatives will talk to both you and the new homeowner, and they can walk you through that process, and it's real easy. The other option, option two, is to exercise the purchase of the equipment at a depreciated value. So at that point, it's like buying out a vehicle at the end of a lease. Hmm. You can do that as well.
Interesting. This is super interesting. And I think that, you know, for a lot of people where, you know, money's tight or cash flow is an important aspect of their lives, this could make a lot of sense. And I'm sure people have way more questions than we can cover today. So, Rich, if people want to learn more about, you know, either getting a fall tune-up, for sure they should be doing that. But if they want to learn more about leasing from you folks, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Sure. Couple ways. They can call us at 800-421-3220, or they can look us up online, wgnheatingguy.com.
Rich Dykstra Jr. is Vice President of Sales and Operation at Dykstra Home Services. Rich, it's always nice to speak with you. I hope you have a terrific Thanksgiving.
You too, Lou. Thanks so much.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. 877-213-4-LOU is the number. This is Kathy in Lombard. Hi, Kathy. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. How may I help you?
I have a gasless, ventless rather, fireplace that's only 7 years old, and a chimney company put it in, and he came out this season, and the pilot light would not stay on. So they said I need to replace the thermocouple.
Right.
But they don't replace things. They don't. They just told me to go to another company to call, and they would come out and service it. So I called the company. They had the part, but the only bad thing, they can't do it until February because they're so booked.
Mm-hmm.
So then I called another company, how you get those flyers in the mail. They said they do chimney and repair. So I called them. They came out and also looked at it, and they told me over the phone they carry most parts, but of course they did not have this part. So they said, we can't do anything for you. You could buy a whole new set if you want. I said, no, that's not going to be, you know, in the budget.
The company, hold on, Kathy. The company that has the part but can't get there till February, will they sell you the part?
Yes. How? But
okay, hold on. Wait.
The other company.
Wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Get the part. Hire a plumber to come replace it.
No way, really?
Yeah, because it's a gas. Okay. It's gas. Plumbers do gas.
Okay.
It's okay. Replacing a thermocoupler is a simple thing. I mean, I'm sure it will take a plumber less than 20 minutes. You'll probably pay a minimum charge, you know, of an hour or so.
Good. We have a friend that's a plumber. So
done.
Even better.
Buy the part, get the part. It's easy to install.
Okay. But the only thing I did do, though, Lou, I went ahead and called the company that came out with another chimney part that said they could do this or didn't do it. I said to them, well, why did you, in your ad, say you could repair things? So they said, well, we'll order the part and come out and repair it for you. So they already ordered the part for me. So I'm kind of in a pickle now.
Well, when are they going to get there?
Yeah. They said sometime before the holiday, before Christmas. Yeah.
Well, I mean, double check with them and say, hey, did you guys get this part in yet? And if they say no, cancel it and order from the direct from the company.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much, Lou. I appreciate it.
Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you calling this morning for sure. Thank you so much. 877-213-4-LOU. We'll take a quick break and be right back. And, you know, I am personally, you know, I mean, I like to try new things, and I really do. And actually, I super enjoyed this recipe making extravaganza that Lindsay and I did together. And so we met up. It sounds a little bit like we're in a gymnasium, but we're in a large room, and we have the makings of different drinks. And each week, you're going to get a different recipe, but we also posted those recipes at wgnradio.com/holiday.
Holidays on Ice.
Holidays on Ice. You can see the recipe there. As I mentioned, there's a picture of myself, John Williams, and Steve Bertrand, who looks like Santa Claus. So you can go there as well to learn more. But I wanted you to hear the first recipe that, I mean, I'm a little nervous because it might be one of our favorites already, and it's the first one we did. It's delicious, and we have four more recipes. We're going to do it every week. How about this? We have, from our friends at Whiskey Acres, the Seed to Spirit Tour and tasting for four adults at Whiskey Acres in DeKalb, Illinois, the first estate distillery making spirits from grain grown on their family farm. Get information and find a retailer near you at whiskeyacres.com. All right, the seventh person to text whiskey to 877-213-4LOU is going to get the certificate to go on a tasting tour at Whiskey Acres. The seventh person to text will get that. And Lindsay will get your information in the next 10 minutes or so. So stand by your phone and she'll call you back. Text whiskey to 877-213-4LOU. That was delicious, right?
Amazing.
You know what we could?
Around this time, if I'm going to have whiskey, it's usually in a warmer drink. I don't really drink a lot of whiskey, but that, I could put a straw in it and...
I wish I had had a camera going because you took a sip and the smile on your face was like the Joker in Batman. It went ear to ear. You're like, oh my God, that is so good.
Well, because truthfully, I didn't know if I would really like it.
Yeah. It was so good. We could have made the theater of the mind to say we were at the distillery because it kind of sounds like that, right? Because there was a big room clunking around, and it sounded like I was building a table as we were doing it. But so those are the recipes. Go to the website. You can learn about that. Seventh person to text whiskey to 877-213-4LOU is going to win a certificate for four adults to go on a tour of Whiskey Acres. 9:18 in the morning. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
It's cold here today. It's 37 degrees.
Well, 37? Okay, come here. I don't think it's that cold.
I know. I live in Prescott Valley, so it's cold.
Oh, I've been up that way. That's really a pretty part of the state. How may I help you today?
Okay, we built a home in Prescott Valley, and instead of putting tile in, we put luxury vinyl, which is okay. I like it, but I'm not sure what's the best method to clean it. I've been using cider vinegar.
No. Stop that right now.
Oh, my God.
No vinegar. No disrespect to your grandmother or your mother with the vinegar, but don't use it on the floor. It's acidic. We need a pH balanced cleaner. I'm a big fan of the Bona Chemi cleaners, and you can buy it in gallon jugs of their Bona Chemi hard surface floor cleaner that can be used on the luxury vinyl or on tile. And you use that with the microfiber mop that they also sell. And they even make one, which I really like. They have a spray mop that, you know, has a cartridge that you can refill and you squirt it, you wipe it down. It works. It's great for hardwood floors, but they have a specific cleaner for the hard surface like you have right now. And that will be what you use. The acidic stuff will cut the sheen, and it'll start to wear over time that top coating on the luxury vinyl. You don't love the luxury vinyl?
No, because it shows all the spots.
Spots of what?
Spots of water.
Oh, is it a darker? Did you choose a darker floor?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. That's the problem with the darker colors. I mean, how do you like walking on it?
Oh, it's lovely, because in the wintertime, it's not cold.
Yeah,
like
right.
The tile was.
Right, right. And it's a little softer to walk on, too, correct?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so say the name again, because I'm driving, and I'm going to try to memorize what you're telling me.
Bona, B-O-N-A.
Bona?
Yeah. So, okay. Actually, where you're at, I happen to know there's a really good Ace Hardware in that area.
Oh, yes. We have a very good Ace by our house.
Yeah. He sold that store, and I used to know the owner, which is kind of a small world. But if you go in there and ask them for the Bona floor care product, just remember Bona. Like you don't speak Italian, do you?
No, I'm Irish.
Oh. All right. Well, how about this? Like a goat bone or a lamb bone.
Okay.
Right? Bona. I'm Irish.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say bonanno. Bonanno means happy birthday, but she's Irish.
Goat bone?
Goat bone? It's Irish. You know. Look, what are the wait, Maureen, can you cook?
What?
Can you cook?
No,
because you're Irish.
No, I can't.
I'm gonna offend all the Irish people. They boil everything and then they add salt. Okay, that's just a joke. That's a joke. My late mother-in-law, God rest her soul, was a fabulous cook. And actually, she was 100% Irish. And you know what she made great that we still use the recipe? Mustacholi. Isn't that so funny?
Oh, my God.
I know.
That is funny.
Isn't that funny? All right. Maureen, both hands on the wheel. Thank you for listening to WGN Radio as you drive around in Arizona. Okay. And if you want to warm up, come back and see us.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Bye. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. Hey, congratulations to Jeff in Mundelein. He won the Seed to Spirit Tour and Tasting over at Whiskey Acres coming up for four. That's a pretty good deal. 877-213-4-LOU. I lost Willis, but who's on line two there? Who's there? Tell me who that is, and I can talk to them. I see them at 877-213-4-LOU. Is this Dennis? Willis? Hey, Willis. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, good. We got property up in northern Barrington, and we cut down a bunch of black walnut trees. And I was wondering if there's any place I can have logs ripped. There's really good wood there.
Yeah. Well, you need somebody that has a sawmill, okay? And depending on the size, what would you say the diameters of the wood is?
Oh, anywhere from 12 to 18 inches.
Okay. There is a hardwood company that is, they have a couple of locations. I know they still have one, I believe, in Lombard called Owl Hardwoods, O-W-L Hardwoods.
And Des Plaines, too?
I believe there's one in Des Plaines as well.
Okay.
And they sell pre-cut stuff, but I think, if my memory serves me, They do have the ability to, I mean, you may be able to sell it to them or, you know, and they can cut it down and, or you can hire them to cut down what you have and use it for what you want.
No, we've got it cut down already. I just need to have it ripped.
Right. So, I mean, that would be one place to do. The other place to think about, and you could, so you want to have it ripped and you want to keep it?
Yeah, I'd like to make some tables and benches.
All right, so here's another thing. There's a bunch of high schools that have industrial arts programs across the country, across the area, rather, and across the country. And the only reason I know this is my buddy Mike Jay, who is, it's his birthday today, he's an industrial arts teacher at Hampshire High School, and they have a small sawmill. And
in Hampshire,
but other schools do. I know that Palatine has a program. I know that St. Charles has a program. I don't know that they have a sawmill, but my point is they would probably rip it for you for the ability to give the kids practice on doing it, and then maybe you buy them all donuts or breakfast or something for doing it.
I'd do more than that.
Right, but I mean, start calling around to the high schools and say, this is what I have. Can you put me in touch with your industrial arts teacher? You'd be helping the kids out. They get the experience. You get a deal on ripping down your stuff and see who the closest is. The biggest problem you have, Willis, is you got to get that stuff to them.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number. Real quick, it's been a tough couple of years for all of us, right? And it seems like the news of the day, you know, can be exhausting. And it can also be overwhelming. And sometimes you just need like an escape. Maybe some of you, you know, watch a TV show, you know, Ted Lasso or something to take your mind off of something, or maybe you read a book. Last night, I kind of had the same feeling as I was going to bed. I had a lot on my mind and I needed to sort of clear my head so I could go to sleep. A while ago, my wife, saw this book and bought this book, and she started giving it out to people. You may have heard about this book called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. And it's by an author by the name of Charlie McKeezy. And it came out recently, I believe in 2020. It's a Harper One publication. The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. It'll take you 15 minutes to read this book. And it's the type of book that you keep on the counter, and when you need it, and you need to be reminded about what we should all be worrying about, really, you know, about being kind to each other and being thoughtful and being, you know, at peace with who you are and where we are. I think it's a really good way to just sort of give your mind a break when you need it. The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. And it's by an author by the name of Charlie McKeezy. And I'm telling you, it's something that you're really going to enjoy reading. It's 9:31 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio. It's time for WGN Radio News. But I notice now when I'm driving in my Chevy, because I have the Apple CarPlay in my Chevy, that when you say, hey, Siri, sorry. Oh, no, Siri won't answer, only to me. There's no more beep, beep. She just listens.
Oh.
Remember how I told you when I was trying to show my wife how to do it, she was like, it wasn't fast. Siri wasn't fast enough?
Totally.
She sped her up. She's a faster person now.
I'll have to test that.
Right. So you just say, hey, Siri, and it listens, and you go, text Lindsay Smithwick. What do you want to say? No more beep.
What do you want to say? You're the best producer ever.
Oh, there it is. Sure.
You can send it. You're the best producer in the world. Lindsay.
There, it just sent it to you. Okay, what are the text messages?
All right, this first one. She has a mouse in her house.
Okay.
Please help.
No such thing as one, but maybe. So we need to repel the mouse that you have. So come around the home and see if you can find where the mouse in the house is coming from. And let's draw the mouse out with some bait. Use some repellent on the inside. Bonide makes some repellents called Mouse Magic that you can place inside the home where you see the mouse. The other thing too is with, depending on what level of how you want to get rid of the mouse, you could use glue traps, which a lot of people don't like. I'm just giving that as an option. It's a great way to catch them, but that, you know, kills the mouse. If you use the repellents and use bait to draw them outside, then you can seal up the hole and not have to worry about them coming back. So try the repellents inside. All right, next one. Yeah, it was
okay. I'm getting all these text messages
from me. The phone was listening. Right,
Andy Mazur. What do you want? Like it triggered his Siri. So I'm gonna get.
Thanks, Lou. Right. So you're welcome.
Clearly she.
Well, evidently we sound alike.
Yeah, I just thought it was a good message.
Liquid drainer.
Right. Wait. Go ahead. What?
Do all liquid drain cleaners work well? Are they safe? Why do plumbers say don't use them?
So the biggest issue with drain openers is in really older homes that use galvanized piping. Galvanized piping is this funny little thing in older homes. It can work great, and then it doesn't. And it has been my experience over the years that you'll have somebody say, well, yesterday the thing drained just fine, and today, and you'll plunge it and you'll rot it and nothing happens. And finally, the plumber or whomever comes and they cut a section of the pipe out and you literally cannot see through an inch and a half or a 2-inch long pipe. It's just that corroded. And so it's, you know, all the stuff is kind of holding it together while it's draining. You use a drain cleaner inside a metal pipe like that, it can get rid of some of the gunk that literally is keeping the pipe from leaking, which is kind of a funny thing, but that's what happens. In a more modern home, meaning a home that's probably built in the last 30 years or so, that piping tends to be either PVC or some type of cast iron or blend of both. It's not typically galvanized any longer. And so drain openers there are pretty effective without harming the pipes. I wouldn't get into a habit of using it. And the real risk with the drain cleaners is when you use them and once you clear the pipe, you need to flush the system out really well. One such drain opener that I really like a lot is called InstaFlow. And it is not liquid, it's chips. And you pour this over the drain and you pour boiling water over the top of it and it dissolves. You let it sit there for 90 seconds and then you rinse it again. And it works really, really well. The key is rinsing it. And, you know, there's a bunch of other ones on the marketplace. But, you know, there's a lot of eco products out there that are enzymes that are better for the environment, that if you use those on a regular basis, like once a month or so, that can help keep the pipes free and not be as caustic to the plumbing system as well. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. That is our Just Text Me segment. Thanks so much for your text messages this morning. Let's go back to the phone lines now and speak with Kathy. Hey, Kathy, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How may I help you?
I have a 37-year-old wood bow window that has southern exposure, and it's just gotten beat up. Over the years, I've just, you know, re-varnished it, and it's good, but I haven't done anything to it for probably 8 years now. And the sun is just beating it up, like I said, but we also have a rescue dog, just small, 12 pounds, who loves to sit and bask in the sun there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really in bad shape. I just want to do something to give it some life for a few more years.
On the inside.
Right. The sill, maybe in the middle, comes out 14 inches, and then, of course, it narrows. It, you know, it curves and narrows at the edges. But I just wanted to know how to prepare it before I paint it and what paint to use.
So is it the sill that is most beat up?
Yes, yes. The trim is good because it's, you know,
okay.
It's not touched by anything,
and
it doesn't face.
Okay, and let me ask you one other thing. So, and it's just, so it's a painted finish it's stained?
It's stained and varnished.
And you want to paint it or you want to restain and re-varnish it?
I want to paint it. I want to paint the whole window of that, you know, the trim and everything. Just white, you know.
Okay, all right.
It's just old.
Okay, so then let's, if you're going to do this yourself, for that large area, what is the sill where the dog likes to hang out, the dog's not complaining. Right. Is the dog complaining? No. The dog
loves it.
The dog loves it. Like, lady, don't touch this. I like it just how it is. My life is so much better here than it was before. But anyway, if you could either do that by hand with a sanding sponge, or if you had a random orbit sander, that would be better on the flatter area, and just get it nice and smooth, right? And then use that sanding sponge on the trim just to knock down any finish, a little bit of it that's there. Then I want you to use a primer. So Kills or Zinsser, any one of those interior primers to get it to bond to what you have. You know, wipe it down, get it to bond. And then once that dries, use a paint and primer in one, you know, latex, acrylic, probably something in at least an eggshell, if not semi-gloss, since the dog is going to hang out there. Perhaps a semi-gloss would be better. It's a little bit more durable, has more enamel on it, and it's easier for you to clean.
Okay. Now, you said a latex?
A latex paint and primer in one. So like go buy a quart of Benjamin Moore. And Benjamin Moore, they even make a nice primer called Fresh Start that you could use as well. So go to the paint store, buy a quart of each of those. That's all you're going to need for that. But remember, with any paint job, Kathy, it's all about the prep work. So get it nice and smooth, wipe it all down, prime it, paint it. What's that dog's name?
Ellie.
Ollie's going to be so... Kelly's going to be so happy.
Okay. She loves it.
She loves it. That's all we care about. Kelly.
Ellie.
Ellie. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I appreciate your help. She loves that sunshine on her. But I just have another quick question related to it. I have a rail. We live in a bi-level, and I have a rail. Same, it's wood. The handrail, the stairway going up.
Mm-hmm.
And the skylight beats down on the railing. And it is a different color than the rest of it, just where the sun hits it.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to bring that back?
That's stained?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So when you're at the hardware store buying your Benjamin Moore, I want you to buy a bottle of Howard's Restore Finish in the same color. Howard's, like Howard, like the name Howard. And that'd be a good name for a dog. Howard, let's go. I like dog names that are people names. I think that's kind of cool. I always wanted a dog named Gus. I thought that'd be a great... Gus, let's go. Yep. Right? Gus would be a great name for a dog. Anyway, I digress. Buy the... Lindsay's going, wrap it up. We got to take a break. You're going to buy Howard's Restore Finish in the color that best matches that rail. And you're going to get some... You're going to put that in a container with a microfiber rag that'll end up going in the garbage. You're going to dip that in the container, and you're going to wipe this thing down top to bottom, and you're going to blend that color in, and it should help to bring a little of the color back without taking all the finish off the rail.
Okay.
And then if you notice, like, ooh, the color's back, but the shine is not quite right, then buy a little pint container of waterborne finish in a satin and a foam brush, and just paint on a new layer of finish over the top.
Waterborne finish.
Yep, satin.
Okay. Now I could get that.
All at the hardware store. All of that'll be there. Happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:51 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. Cobblestone Remodeling, designed to your vision, tailored to your lifestyle. As a matter of fact, why don't we give our next caller, Lindsay, a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. And we're going to send that out to Reed, who is in Spring Grove. Hey, Reed, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call.
What's going on?
I'm having issues. My wife and I just kind of moved into an older house, maybe 15 years old.
Wait. Hold on a second. Wait one second. I'm glad that you continued, because you said, I'm having some issues, my wife and I, and then I thought I was going to be doing marriage counseling, but it's really...
No. Okay, sorry, that's just a long-winded... Basically, our garage floor is having these little pits or holes in the floor, and I'm just kind of befuddled, you know, how to go about filling in the little pits.
So you want to clean that floor really well, and you can patch those with a concrete patch. Now, you will see where, you know, whatever dime size, quarter size, dollar bill size patches, but there is a concrete patch that I have spoken about. They used to be a sponsor even here, called Tintcrete, Tintcrete. And if you go to Tintcrete.com, you can find, you can actually order it online, or some hardware stores in your area may actually sell it. And you mix it with water, you clean up where the pitting is, clean it up with a broom, make sure that it's dry. You actually dampen it a little bit. You apply the Tintcrete with what's called a steel trowel right over the top of it to get it nice and smooth. And
sure.
You can drive a forklift over this when you're done. Do you own a forklift?
No.
Do you want a forklift?
No, can I borrow one?
You can borrow one. I own two. I own two of them, but it would take a long time to drive it out to Spring Grove.
Okay. I think I'd be in trouble with the wife if I borrow one even.
and then that would go into our marriage counseling, so we don't want to do that.
Okay.
Tint Crete. Go to tintcrete.com.
Do they have that at Ace?
They may. Some stores carry it. Okay. It's not something they normally, it's not something that's stocked at Ace, so it's something that individual Ace places may carry, but if you go to their website, they may have a dealer locator that you can find. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.